Okay, so I'm on Church Street once again, and I'm going to read some advertisements off some of these things. The Fetish Fair is on Church Street, closed to traffic, extended patio, and licensed areas, a vendor's market, a fetish fantasy wear encouraged, live demonstrations, street performances, a fire show at dusk, three stages on Church featuring performances by Frenchie Davis, American Idol, the Play Dream Girls, and Broadway Play Rent. Billy Newton Davis and DJ Spida Brown. And the performances are Circus of the Damned, Troy Brooks, Pre-op Fashion Show, Randy Cummings, Julie Michaels and Parley, Boot Black Contest, Johnny Angel, Bob Hannon and the $3 Bills, the Triangle Squares, the Saucy Tarts, Misconception, Haibu featuring Esther, Crack Puppy, Dart, Ingrid, Mistress, Victoria Windsor, Master R, and Sir David, Fet Night, and Fen. And it's online. You can check it out at churchstreetfair.com. And it's presented by manhunted.net. Okay. So that was the advertisement for the Fetish Fair here on Sunday nights. Again, I'm walking back home to the gay community. As you can hear, it's quite noisy around here. The beer store is stocking up Woody's as usual at this time of day, which is around 8:05 a.m. What else? It's one of the better neighborhoods to walk in and around Toronto if you're gay. No one's gonna do anything but bitch slap you here. And that's the worst of it. Again, with the naked mannequins upstairs in the Stag Shop. Crossing over to Alexander Street and the Church Street Public School Junior. The people who ask you for cigarettes and money on the street, but that's everywhere downtown Toronto. Looks like there's going to be tons of performances here on Sunday, so I'm going to bring my camera and try and get all I can before I have to go to work. Looks like the exhibition opens today. That's the CNE. I think it's a CNE. It's called the X anyways. It's like a smaller version of Calgary Stampede. At least it was last year anyways. Cutting down through that building again. There's gay flags all around this area. On the balconies. It's really nice area. Oh, there's the construction site, and they're actually working right now. Only until it starts raining, and then they all go home for the day. And it looks like it's gonna start raining sometime soon today. And the truck that just went by is called Faga Group. And I'm walking back down, and it looks like there is a bear mowing the lawn in front of Toronto Mansion. Unfortunately, they must have took their sign down. It's not there anymore. So you have to go around the side entrance if you want to go to the bathhouse. And then once again in front of Spa Excess, which is unmarked as well, except for two little excesses on the door. And that's at 105 Carlton Street East, I believe. It's kind of funny. All these people are looking at me, thinking, what the fuck is he doing? Talking into his MP3 player. It must look pretty strange, but anything for my listeners. Across the street. In front of the Best Western, Primrose Hotel. And again across the street on Jarvis. Right beside that little church that has possibly a leather flag in front of it. And let's see what else. This time of day, everyone's running about with their heads cut off. And there's a whole, at least 100 pigeons just picking around in the grass at the park. Allen Gardens. Not too many dog people are out this morning. Usually the dog park has like 15 to 20 people letting their dogs run wild inside this little fenced off area. There's lots of gay boys cruising today though. There's one person in. Nope, two. Two people in the dog park. Sound like the count from Sesame Street. One, two, Anyways, looks like a little baby pit bull and a big fluffy white dog. I don't know what kind it is, but it's cute. And their owners look not too bad themselves. So, anyways, I'm just crossing this big circle area where people do Tai Chi in the morning. It's like all bricked off around, huge circle. Looks like railway tracks along the top. Archway, I guess. And then from here you can see the top of the CN Tower. And the BMO building and the Scotiabank building. And the building I used to work at with the blue light at the top. So if you come to Allen Gardens and you look directly towards Allen Gardens from the area with all the benches, you can see where I used to work. And again, I can't tell you exactly where it is because that would be like flagging everybody in that building, and I don't want to do that. So, looks like the lawnmower guy's done. The park is super green. If I had my picture or my camera, I'd take a picture and show you guys on Facebook, but I don't right now, unfortunately. And ew, there is a Greyhound bus just leaving. And as I mentioned before, Greyhound buses now creep me out because of that beheading incident on a Greyhound bus. That's just creepy. Alright, so we're coming up to Gerrard Street East and Sherbourne Street. Now, Sherbourne is the street I live on. So, if you don't know where I live, you can check out my Facebook page. But it's only there because it asks for that information. I don't care who sees where I live. But, I don't know. Anyways. Alright, across the street to Gerrard, the other side of Gerrard Street. And in front of what looks like a hospice home, where they like to put the elderly gay boys who are usually suffering with HIV or AIDS, and they usually have a full-time nurse who takes care of them, which is not bad. It's called the Kennedy Residence, so maybe it has some American blood in it or something. I know there's another one that's really big here. It's called Casey House. And my loving husband told me all about that one. He said that he had several friends who passed away in that one. Unfortunately, that was before they had the proper medication to slow down the spread of AIDS or HIV. But if they put you in a house like that, they're really good here. They will like give you whatever you want because they know that you're going to pass away soon. So if you say, I want a bottle of this kind of liquor, they'll go out the very next time and buy it for you. And if you say you want, you know, anything, they will go out and buy it for you, just to make you feel comfortable. Okay, enough on this death topic. I just passed a shelter for battered women, and they seem to be laughing it up a little bit. So maybe they're not all that bad off. Hopefully they're away from the person who was hurting them. What else? Coming up to Dundas Street soon. which is not too far away from where I live. And again, the True Love Cafe right on the corner. It's a nice little internet cafe where you can take your potential boyfriend or girlfriend and have a nice lunch, possibly breakfast, but I don't think I've ever had breakfast there. And then across the street from there is a store called Sam's. It looks just like an old 7-Eleven. Only they sell like fried chicken and they're open 24 hours like 7-Eleven. And then there's like a movie place that's closed down that you used to go and get rentals from. And a halal and a tandoori kebab house, which is Indian and Pakistani food. And they just moved in not too long ago. And they're doing pretty good. So if you ever want a taxi, you can come out in front of Sam's. And they're parked right in front in the parking lot all night. So it's really convenient. Alright, so we're at phase 2 of my building. I'm not going to say which one it is, but it's pretty easy to tell if you walk by here. And I'm going to take... No, I'm not going to take the scenic road. Nobody wanted to hear about the little park we have in the back of my building. Or the big, huge pool. Haha. Anyways. Coming up to our bike racks, which has been cleaned up quite a bit recently. Yes, people have left their bikes here for years and years and years. And finally they've taken the initiative and started declutterizing the bike rack. There's a nice sculpture in the back yard of my building. It's made of metal and stuff. It's like a green color. Almost looks like it grew there, but it didn't. Anyways, here's my building. There's tons of flowers all around. And there's huge flower pots at the door. And here I go in the house. So I'm at my building now. Inside, there's a nice metal mural inside the door. So, if you're ever wondering, you can just look inside the door and see the big metal mural, and you know that it's my house. And in the elevator I go. Alright, so. Elevators here because they kind of like to break down often, but they're not bad. I don't think I've been stuck in one yet, so I'm happy. And down to the end of the hallway where I have a nice view of not Moss Park, but close to it. It's like a little baseball diamond field out to the right if I look out my window or go out on my patio. And right at the end of the hall is my house. Let's see. I'm trying to keep. This one. Much else to tell you right now. Anyways, this is probably about half an hour long or 15-20 minutes long anyway, so I'll let you go. This is Ken Cabatum signing out.